Morning. The scripture this morning is from Luke chapter 1, 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Lord Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
So we're the fourth Sunday of Advent. We're getting down to where our scripture readings are the really familiar parts of the Christmas story, the angel and Mary and so on. And I don't know if you noticed, we're reading a fairly long chapter of Luke here, and we're just reading sections of it. We're reading verses 26 through 38 this morning, and it starts out this way: "In the sixth month." Now, taken out of context, does it occur to you to wonder what that sixth month is? 6 months of what? 6 months, sixth month of winter, sixth month of the reign of somebody, sixth month of Mary's engagement, sixth month of what? Well, the answer is actually buried in here in the text, but it doesn't come up until another 10 verses. Verse 36, the angel said to her several things, including, "Your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren." So the whole context for this interaction between Mary and the angel is the bigger story of what's happening elsewhere, particularly in her family. It's important to the family. Says your relative Elizabeth. I'm not sure exactly what relative. We kind of tend to assume that they were cousins. I don't know what your experience is with cousins, but an awful lot of people find cousins to have been their best friends as kind of built-in friends as kids. You had cousins, and they were really cool because they were part of your family. They were sort of like siblings, except not as annoying. So Mary and Elizabeth, we know from the scripture, are pretty close. So that's the context. And then we have this interaction. Remember, we're on the fourth Sunday of Advent, the Sunday that we call Love Sunday, as if every other Sunday and every other day weren't Love Day, but particularly on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we're focused on love. And this text here, these 13 verses, have several occasions for us to recognize loving relationships. We have an engaged couple. We have a pair of cousins with shared experience. We have one and eventually two expectant mothers. These are all examples of situations where we can experience human love and affection and caring. And into this setting of human relationships comes an angel. Now, an angel literally is a messenger. That's the angel's job. The angel shows up and begins to speak to the people because that's what angels do. They are messengers. And the message here from Gabriel is specifically to Mary. And it's probably pretty surprising to Mary, based on her reaction here, based on most people's interaction with angels. The angel says, "Hey, Mary, God loves you." Not quite the way he says it here, but that's what he's saying. He's bringing a love letter from God. You have found favor with God. You are the favored one. You are God's favorite. And Mary's response is probably similar to the response of a lot of people who are approached by a stranger saying, "God loves you." It's like, "Huh? Excuse me, what are you talking about?" Mary says, I'm just Mary. I'm just a young woman about to get married. I am nobody special. What is all this about God's favor? I don't understand. I don't get it." And so the angel explains. He says that she's going to have a child, which again is a surprise to Mary, and not just any child, but the son of the Most High, an ancestor for King David. And then we come back to the context. This may seem impossible. This may seem absolutely out of the realm of reality, but guess what? Elizabeth, your cousin, your much older relative, Elizabeth, who has been barren all her life, and it's been a long life, and she's past childbearing age, and guess what? She is now 6 months pregnant. She made it past that first trimester. She is pregnant. She is going to have a baby, because with God, nothing is impossible. One thing to note is that the angel Gabriel is speaking individually to Mary. He is not talking to anybody else at this moment. He is talking to Mary and only to Mary. And he tells her all this, and she says, "Okay, if this is what God says to me, then so be it. We will go with this, because if this is of God, then God is in charge." So at this point, she has agreed to go through with her difficult task of not only bearing a child, but bearing a child who is to be the son of the Most High, on the throne of his ancestor David, reigning over the house of Jacob forever. Not just an ordinary child, but somebody who will be a blessing to all the people. Mary has been chosen, and Mary has been blessed to be a blessing to the whole world, just as Abraham was. Abraham was chosen, and he also was childless at the time, was told he would be the father of nations. And God said that he will be blessed to be a blessing to all the nations. Mary is right in line with that. She is being blessed to be a blessing to all the nations. And her response, her very simple, straightforward, faithful response is, "Okay, so be it." So on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we are reminded that God's love is personal. Mary, you are the favored one. And we are reminded that God's love is universal. God so loved the world that God gave all of us God's Son, not just Mary. God so loved the world that God gave God's own Son, God's own self, to be with us, love present in our lives on Christmas and always. Thanks be to God. Amen.